Okay, and our second puzzle of this year was called Problematic Conundrums. For this one, we had about 1,000 correct submissions and 500 good guesses, but not quite the correct answers. So let me again turn it over to our friends at Meta to lead the walkthrough for Problematic Conundrums.
Yep, so this is Problematic Conundrums. This puzzle was written by me, and hope you guys had fun with it. To start out, when you first look at this puzzle, the first thing that should jump out to you is a bunch of crossword clues with fill in the blanks next to them. The blanks give you the length of the clue, and your goal here should be to solve as many of these crossword clues as you can. We have a table here of all of the answers to them, and you can see, like, for each one, this part of the puzzle was written so that hopefully you were able to find a good chunk of all of these answers right away, as just by thinking about what it could be. Some of the ones, for example, a tribe called blank is something that you could look up or know of in terms of a hip-hop group. And as you solve a lot of these answers, you might notice a pattern start to emerge from the answers themselves. Specifically, if you were to put a certain set of prefixes in front of these words, you actually get new words out of them. Specifically here, if you look, the puzzle's name is Problematic Conundrums, and that's a hint towards the pro and con type of words that we're looking for. And the flavor text itself says something about benefits and drawbacks, just like a list of pros and cons. And it turns out that if you take each of the words from the first section and you add pro or con in front of them, you get new words. So for example, Bing, which was a Google competitor, becomes probing, claimed becomes proclaimed, science becomes conscience, et cetera. And so you end up creating this list of pros and cons on each side of your list, and you have one of each for each category. Once you get this list, you actually now have the opportunity to look at the second part of this puzzle, where the second part of the puzzle consists of much more cryptic clues that are harder to solve from the crossword side. And it turns out the answers to each of those consists of one of the pros and one of the cons. So as an example, a misunderstanding while questioning is a probing confusion. A suggestion Xbox could be considered a proposition console. A partial change is a prorated conversion. Artificial intelligence was program conscience. Overpopulation perhaps is a procreation consequence. And declared victory is a proclaimed conquest. So if you take each one of those, the numbers next to those clues weren't in fact lengths, but in fact indices into each of the words. You can end up with letters extracted from each of the pros and cons. So from, like, you take the fourth letter of probing to get B, and the fifth letter of confusion to get U, and so on. And after you do that, you end up with two letters from each of these, and a total of 12 total letters, which gives you the clue phrase, build or erect. And this is another crossword clue that then solves to the final answer, which is a con, it turns out, in construct, which means to build or erect. So that was Problematic Conundrums.